Just update on the injury report. Eric Decker, knee, did not participate. Brian Dawkins, neck, did not participate. Daniel Fells, ankle, was limited. David Bruton, Achilles, was limited. Von Miller, thumb, was full. Lonnie Paxton did not participate today for personal reasons. Elvis Dumerville, ankle, limited. Any questions?
Of all those injuries, does some concern you more than others? Like the Elvis high ankle, you talked about it.
Well, I think, as the head coach, they all concern you. And, hopefully we'll be 100% healthy, come Saturday. But we'll have to be day to day and see.
Were you able, John, to accomplish what you wanted to inside as though?
Yeah, I think, at the end of the day, we could have gone outside. I don't know that our focus would have been as good as it was in that dome today. And so that's why we decided to go there instead of outdoors.
Dawkins was at least out there. Does that give you any kind of encouragement he might be available?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's way further along this week than he was last week. And, we'll play by ear when he gets cleared medically. We'll have him out there.
Coach,
what about wide receivers, John? Are you concerned about if Eric can't go, what the rotation's like? Do you think you have enough depth?
Yeah, I think Eric, went out early in that game last week, and we've got definite guys. We've been next man up all season, regardless of position. And that will be no different, in our preparation for New England.
What does Willis do well?
He's got excellent speed. He's made big plays in big spots all season long, and he's a core special team guy, and he's very tough.
You've had DeAndre here for all the year. What impresses you about him? We haven't seen him much, since the season started.
Well, he's got outstanding deep speed. He's got good quickness in and out of breaks. We thought enough of him to bring him back, albeit on the practice squad. I don't like calling it a practice squad. It's more of a developmental squad. And he has shown good development.
Coach, your pass rush against New England the first time around wasn't great. I don't know how you grade it. What can you do to improve it? Because it seemed like last week you were at least close to Big Ben, and as you got to him five times. But how do you match that production this week?
Well, I think, when teams like to pass, pass rush is probably the best pass defense there is. So it's something that, we'll work on. I'm sure they're going to work on it too. So, like all games, it's going to come down to who executes best on game day.
Thanks.